is analysis of mitochondrial DNA of different races, human races. Now, as I said, mitochondrial DNA and mitochondria itself is maternally inherited, and that mitochondrial DNA evolves at a much faster rate than nuclear DNA. So this has been an ideal probe for studying the evolutionary relationship of closely related group. 1983, Greenberg studied a phylogeny. He took occasions 1, 2, number 7, number 5, and took people of African origin and made a phylogenetic tree from mitochondrial DNA restriction profile using the techniques which I have mentioned, and came out with a tree like this. And he found that black people clustered and the Caucasians came out from the stem from which blacks clustered. There was a lot of excitement on this work, and Wilson 1987, the paper has come also, has come out with analysis of 147 human mitochondrial analysis done from different races, and comes out with more or less the same story, namely that there are two groups, one the African group and the others the rest. All they have taken the people from the Far East, people also from Guinea, and hardly any work has been done on the Indian. We are initiating a work on the Indian population now using the same technique which we have standardized in our lab. So people of Indian origin have been included, but they also fit into this same group. In other words, there are two major groups of human population, and when they rooted it, you see, if it is a closely related species, you can root it, and assuming that average rate of mutation is uniform, you can date it. They have dated it to 200,000 million years. To a black woman who lived 200,000 years ago, she is now called as mitochondrial Eve, or the Eve is called because originally the whole story of Adam and Eve, so they have used the word Eve, but she is the mitochondrial mother. That means all the human race probably arose from a single black woman who lived 200,000 years ago. This has been accepted now more recently in Nature. This has been confirmed by other workers that mitochondrial DNA profile does reflect the origin of the human race to a single black woman who lived 200,000 years ago. Those of you are not seen the popular article which has appeared in Time magazine, I have the reference, I have got a copy, I can tell you the reference, you can look up, it's a nice reading. But what they have said is from paper which appeared in Nature, also by Greenberg earlier in 1983. Now,
does mitochondrial affect the color of your skin?
No. Mitochondria. No. Mitochondria is nothing. Mitochondria is a power. That is different. No. There is nothing to do with our color. DNA doesn't make any difference between color or black. Yeah, because clustering, then root. That is not rooted. When you root, you didn't root here. If you had to root here, you say ancestor was this. But it has been rooted by all experimental approach. Rooted here. You can root a tree. I have rooted earlier also. You can root. Root has been. No, I'll tell you that now you have to go to the other evidences. This is the mitochondrial evidences. They had 200,000. Why black? Because she is invariably black, because it is, the rooting is done by wherever Africans have been clustering. So obviously he has to be black. Now why 200,000 million? This has been calculated by assuming that the rate at which the mitochondria evolves is uniform. That has also been a well accepted concept. So obviously she is a black woman, 200,000. Now we will have to compare with what is known about the skulls and other paleontological evidences which the Lickies from Kenya and others have obtained, which I shall show in my last slide. So anything you want to ask, you can ask on this now. This analysis is done on a mitochondrial DNA of different people. Analyze them, you do a restriction profile, and you convert into an algorithm, you make a tree and root it. When you root it, invariably it comes at a place where the African cluster and sequence diverges also has been given, and therefore it's obvious that the root goes to an African woman. Now rate, depending on, as I said, uniform rate of evolution, they have calculated approximately time, which is turns out to be 200,000. It won't be because we inherit, then it will do a dichotomy. You see, that is a mitochondria goes through, all our mitochondria is goes through. Two would have been a dichotomy. That would have shown in our tree. It has not shown. Oh, the dichotomy is gone. That's a duplication. That's very easy to show, dichotomy in our tree. There is no dichotomy. It is a monophyletic. That is more a, what is called a phylogenetic thing. So this is more or less accepted. Why more or less? By and large, it has been accepted now by the mitochondrial mother. That's a common call. That was commonly called. And then let me go to the last slide. Then we can discuss. This, we have adapted it from various sources. It answers most of one of my colleagues, Dr. Lachke, helped me to cut and paste and draw wherever possible. Now we'll go. As I said, chimpanzee, hominid ancestor, 8 to 4 million years. That is, I said, between 7 and 8. Around this time, we have the ancestors giving rise to first, probably you are read it. This is an old story. The skull has been called as Lucy. Reason is that I think Johansson from the Cleveland Natural History, when he was trying to find the skulls and the skeletons in the Ethiopian region, he was, whole night he was working on that. It seems he was kept Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. They discovered it and it was named Lucy. She is around 3 feet tall, and she has been dated now as at 4 to 3 million, and it's been more recently accepted that she is the early ancestor of the Homo line. Then we have this Homo habilis, which is the Lickies from Kenya have got evidences on the skeletons, and they have constructed something like this. The Homo habilis lived at 2.5 to 1.5 million years ago. Then we come to Homo erectus. There we have the Java man and the Peking man, 500,000 years and 250,000 years, we have the erectus. Then this is our mitochondrial mother who lived 200 million years ago. This is the information from mitochondrial DNA. And then we have the Neanderthals getting extinct for some reason, wiped out from this earth. By about 34,000 years, they are totally extinct. No one knows why. They were as intelligent as the Cro-Magnon. And the Cro-Magnon evolved from the black, dominates 10,000 years of agriculture, 5,000 writing, and 3,000 years ago metal age. This is the Cro-Magnon is another skeleton on which we have got enough evidences, which around 50 to 60,000 ago he dominated various parts of the world.
But he also came from this
mitochondria? Yeah, same. There is no question about it. We are all descendants of the same.
Neanderthal
loss, there is a dichotomy. They were, you see, all, even Neanderthals had even some painting done, you know. They, obviously, they had some respect for the dead also, rites, you know. So Neanderthal is a long story, which why they got extinct and still it is not untrue. So I have not followed up this aspect of science, paleontological sciences, why the Neanderthal got extinct. They're just like us. They're from the same course. They are bifurcated. It is maybe one of the sub-races of the, just like the blacks and the Chinese. But they came a little earlier. They got lost. Ramapithecus, we did this earlier. I have put it on the orangutan ancestry. 15.5 million. You see, earlier you can find the fossils right up to 12 million also. But what it says is that they were probably, now, earlier Ramapithecus was taken as a line, in our line. But more recently Ramapithecus has been put onto the line little ancestral. Probably they reflect the orangutan ancestry more than. But in any case, they are 15.5 million years ago. They were probably the stock on which. But they are certainly not in the Homo line more recently. This is what we know today, and this article, this has been adapted from Scientific American, which I will give you the reference. Also in the Time magazine, not Scientific magazine, it's the Time magazine, which appeared I think last year. So I have adapted it to fit into the data which we have generated. Then finally, let me give an overview of the life as we know today, because this is important. As we know today, this Earth history began, our Earth was formed in 4.6 million years ago. And if you take a calendar analogy, namely if you take January 1 as the formation of the Earth, by summer that we have the oxygenic atmosphere, that is around the term 2000 million years ago. Then November 13, first vertebrates, that is our 500 million years ago. December 31, dinner time, Lucy appears as hominid. December 31, PM, 11 PM, 59 minutes, 59 seconds. This is man-woman, our present day. And we have already sent a message to outer space. That means we have come to this Earth very, very recently in the evolutionary time. Have we right to destroy, you know, this is the whole thing, you know. Have we right to destroy the whole planet thinking as though we are everything? I mean, it is totally unfair because we have just come on to somebody else's place. We have usurped the place, and we're only not usurping, we are destroying them. So it only, I am giving you a perspective, because why environment is so, and all plants, animals, we are all kin and kith. We are all related. We are all closely related. Animals are a little more closely related than plants. But we are all one super family in this Earth. Arose probably 3,500 million years ago. So this is the last slide. This has been taken from Tobias Owen's book, 1980. It is called Finding Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Tobias Owen is a physicist who is working on astrophysicist. And I had run a seminar in Mahabaleshwar on Origin of Life. He had come to this Owen, and also Andrew Knowles from Harvard, who is a micropaleontologist. Therefore, the dating which I have given is more or less fully documented. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, you can take this. You can, it is a calendar year, January 1. Also take down this Tobias Owen, because it is not mine, because I shouldn't give, I didn't make it, I took it from his book, Tobias Owen's book, 1980. If you want the book name, I can tomorrow call up and inform in the office here.
Perhaps, Professor, you can give a list of books you buy for our library, as you know we have. No,
I can give the key references for this, my talk. Yeah, yeah, that is right. I have brought it here, I can tell. In Search of Adam and Eve. Oh, this is a science article, back of the book, and I think it's time. Newsweek, January 11, 1988. In Search of Adam and Eve. It's not Time, it is Newsweek. Time also had given up, but this is a write up, but I have taken from the Newsweek. In Search of for Adam and Eve. But I have the original paper here. Mitochondrial DNA Human Evolution by Wilson. I can Xerox it and send it. Yeah, but this one is more scientific, you know, you'll find it, except that this, what I have shown is here, and you won't probably follow this analogy, but I can, fine, right now I can do that, and I'll see. One more animal one is, which also I said, Raff's paper, Phylogeny of Animal Kingdom, which is also a recent paper on science, this which I discussed is this tree. I can give all the three. Yes, yeah, these three is the box.
I don't know whether we can keep this project alive on. Can you get a table lamp and fix it? Table lamp. Bring it. Then I can switch this off. Where is this?